Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Slacker and Steve.
This happens a lot on our show where I feel like I have to intervene. There's something that you've never done in the entire time I've known you.
Okay.
And I think it's time.
Okay.
We have a lot. Our show has like got a lot of new people on. We got Amber on it. T-Hack and Aaron are like fully entrenched in the show.
Yeah.
And you have never once had a party at your house.
I have.
Or if you have.
No, I have not.
I have not been invited. You didn't have a housewarming party.
I did not.
You haven't had people over for cocktails. You've done.
No dinner parties.
Nothing.
When I was dating Dawn, I bought my house, and that was the first thing. She was like, oh my God, we could set this up for the housewarming party.
Yeah.
She was so intent on having a party.
And
we never got around to it.
Why?
Because I don't want to, and I don't know how. I know it sounds dumb. I've never thrown, in my whole life, I've never
What do you imagine you would do? Because I imagine you just throwing money. Like, you wouldn't do any of it yourself, right? You would, like, call...
Right,
somebody to cater it.
We have the bartenders and bring in.
You'd actually hire bartenders.
Yeah,
that's smart.
Well, because Slacker, you've invited me over to some of your parties.
Yeah, no, I get
and
it.
And I keep an eye on you as the host because I've never thrown a party. And after watching what you have to go through, there is no way I would ever have people in my house and do this thing.
Some people come to your house sometimes and forget that you're friends and sort of. Look on you as if you're the help at a hotel a little bit, dude, which is weird.
The biggest pet peeve watching you host your party is someone will finish a drink and you'll be walking by. They'll shake their empty or they'll do the ring wrap
on the glass. Yeah.
As to letting you know, hey, I need another drink. People turn. You're right. I don't. These people.
They turn into like. A-list celebrities at a swanky 5-star hotel. And it's like, you're at Slacker's house, man.
Thank you.
Make your own damn drink.
Okay, thank you. That's not being gauche as a host.
It might be being gauche. So I've only done one party where I forced them to make their own drinks and
stuff. It was the best party ever.
It was better for me because I...
You got to be part of the party.
But you still don't, because you still, it's like everybody's constantly butthurt. Everybody's like in cliques. That's like the other bad thing about having a party.
Okay.
Because it's like, if you had all of us over, like.
Oh, the radio people would go.
Yes. It's like, and then the wives and husbands would all be kind of like, well, I don't know anybody. And it just turns into like.
Okay.
Because last time I had a party, it was like a Christmassy party. And I had some radio people there. I had some neighbors there. I had some old friends. I had some people that you and I have met through like Live in the Vineyard.
Okay.
And stuff. And there was just, and it, like, it turned, there was like six different corners of the room. And I'm like, I would just go to one corner and grab this person and drag him over and go meet this person and just start talking to someone who's not inside your already circle of friends.
Okay. I've seen that on TV or in movies. Someone rings the doorbell.
Yes.
Host opens the door. Hi. They bring him into like a group and go, hi, this is.
Hey, everybody.
So,
this is Heather and Brian.
They like, do this. They do that.
Yes.
And that way you have a little bit of starting point for those strangers.
But then you tend to gravitate towards the people you already knew anyway. So you're like, oh, I know them because I've met them. And it's like,
because that's just, you're more comfortable.
Yes.
I know. You're stressing out. You're not.
I am stressing out, but I want you to host one time. There's a study out about how much, and I think everything on here is low. Maybe I just go highbrow about how many people, if you were to ever have a party at the house, how many people would be a max for you? How many people do you think you could handle? And look at your face now.
Oh, it's about like, how many I can handle, not how many friends I have.
Right. Like, well, you, I mean, you could set it up separately. If you really wanted to just knock it out and have neighbors and coworkers and whatever, that's going to be a lot of people, man. That's going to be a whole lot of people. So you would, if I were you, I would just like host one with just the people on the show. So that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
And then maybe plus one.
So maybe 10 people.
Okay. It's like a dinner party type of thing.
I don't know that you're ready for that, man.
Oh, is that bigger?
Because then that's food. I think you're going to want to do
small.
Or yeah.
Okay.
But I just feel like because you're 12.
Yes.
Like your party would be
12. We definitely have jumpy castles.
Right. There would be like an ice bath of like Yoo-hoo.
Yes.
Or some other chocolate milk.
Dude, can you just do the thing?
You would microwave Chef Boyardee ravioli and stick toothpicks in it as your hand passed appetizers.
OMG.
No, but you got to pretend it's like there's adults coming to your party. So, I mean, let me give you what the average party is. The average party has 12 guests, so you'd be right in the wheelhouse.
Because okay.
I don't see you doing 40.
No.
You'll die.
Yes.
Requires 10 hours of pre-plan work.
Well, I was going to ask you, and I think you take day. It takes days.
It can. Well, because you're planning the menu, and you got to think about, oh, God, Erin's coming. She's celiac.
I gotta go that
deep.
Yeah,
so you gotta go in like.
Can she just bring
and then Amber is vegetarian, so you can't.
I gotta like, know all this.
Yeah,
stuff.
So you can't have your ravioli. You gotta have some other. You gotta have something for everybody.
No, I thought I put out a party. Everyone adjusts themselves to my party.
No, but I mean, like, I wouldn't adjust myself to you in the way that, like, I wouldn't let you smoke in my house.
Right.
But I would definitely have, I've always bought an ashtray and put it outside.
You have. Out in the garage or somewhere, which is awesome.
Well, yeah. I try to give you a little bit of a classier spot than that. Hey, Steve, I set up a cardboard box three houses down. Could you smoke in that?
And blow it that way.
Just that way. And there's a little fan in there that I've run an extension cord. Could you blow the smoke away from my house?
Then you are a thoughtful host.
I do try to give people a little bit of everything.
Yeah.
So just real quick, the average party cost is $196.77.
That's it?
That can't. I mean, dude, I drop that.
Yeah, on one bottle of wine.
No, I mean, here's the deal. I don't mean to get all free pluggy up in here. First thing you do, jump on applejack.com.
$100.
You spend $100, they're going to deliver it to your house. Well, I drop $100. Like,
easy.
Because you know this. You're coming over, so I got to figure out how to make a mudslide or a Washington apple.
What?
Or something. It's like, hey, Applejack, what do you got that, I don't know, like a just freshly 21-year-old who's like afraid of everything would drink? Okay, I want a case of that. You can tell Amber's gonna do it. I want the highbrow martinis, and then like,
holy crap! I gotta.
Yeah, you gotta try to go and get a little bit of everything. But I would say the last party I probably dropped like $1,000 on alcohol. But again, you don't end up drinking at all. So there's still
just like, on the booze.
Yes. So even to this day, and last time you were at my house was probably for a party.
Yeah.
It was probably a year and a half, 2 years ago or more. I still open my fridge and there's this little Bailey's Kahlua mudslide bottles in there where I'm like, this next time Steve comes over, I still got some.
Or your nieces.
Yes. Anytime someone, hey, mister, I want to try alcohol. I'm just the guy you want to talk to. Steve didn't finish his Kahlua mudslides last time he was here. The other thing is you could go gauche, and I think that's why it's only at 196. A lot of parties do the BYOB thing.
Oh, bring your own.
Yes, bring your own beer.
Okay.
But that's another thing that's happened in my parties. People show up and it's like, oh, I heard it was BYOB. And they sit down there like 40 pack of Natty Light, which unless you're a painter just getting off a job, nobody wants it. He's like, oh, Jesus, open for Niente? Let me suck down two bottles of that.
Right? Thinking that's the equivalent of a
it's
Natty
Light. No, and then so the 40-pack of Natty Light sits there untouched all night.
Dude,
and then as they're excusing themselves from the party, they're like, oh, it looks like nobody's drinking this. Yoink!
And they take it home with them.
Yeah, take it home with you.
Bastards.
You know what, Steve? Don't have a
party.
Thank
you.
Slacker and Steve, weekday afternoons on Alice. And anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.